Welcome to DSL, Date, Sex, and Love, a podcast on provocative topics on love, sex, and dating. This week, I and my guest will be talking about unpopular opinions in relationships, what's in and what's not on sex, plus juicy and hilarious dating scenarios we can totally relate to and learn from. Let's get started. To another episode of the Date, Sex, and Love podcast. Yes, I'm back again. But really, I wasn't gone for that long. I'm very sure we all enjoyed ourselves. And now we are here with another season. And I am going to give you a mind-blowing season. It will blow your mind. Literally. Okay, no, not literally. I am AJ, your host. And as usual, I've got guests in the studio. I've got my vivacious friend that I haven't seen in the past 8 years. We're far, but we're still close because...
Thank God for social media.
We're still chatting at all. Kumbi, welcome.
Yay, thank you for having me.
And I have...
So good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good. And I have another cool guest. And this one... She is very, very, very bold. She says it as it is. She's not painting or missing the words. Oh, my self went, okay, sorry, let's not leave the Yoruba. Let's leave the Yoruba alone. She's telling you as it is. And this is she. Tolu, yes. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the DSL podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
And welcome to Jammin' FM.
Oh, my God, Dad. I can't wait.
You
it's
can't wait.
A very amazing experience. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the growth and everything that comes with it.
So let's keep it in the bottle. If you want to know which pod host, yes, she's a pod host, and which podcast is that, you have to just keep it locked here on Jammin.fm. All right. So quick into the topic. Now, this topic is very insightful. Very interesting. Very, 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 very. Let me leave all the adjectives, Jerry. And we are talking about orally speaking. Jumoke, you have come again. Which one is orally speaking? Of course, we talk with our mouths. I know. But when I mean orally speaking, I'm talking about oral sex. How we go down low there. With the use of our mouth, our lips, and our tongue.
Open places in the body. Except from your nose and your eyes.
And your teeth. Very important. Okay, so this is the reason why this topic came up. I have a friend who was dating this... she started dating this guy. And they were ready to go first base. And before the sex started, like the main G, the penetration, she was like, oh, let me give you a blowjob. Like, you're into that? I'm like, yeah. And then she went down there.
Oh, God.
Sloppily gave the guy to his satisfaction. And then she just laid back and she was like, your turn. And then the guy climbed up on her like, okay, started unzipping. Like, no. I mean your turn. Go down there and give me a head. And the guy was like, sorry, I've never done that before. Hello? Why didn't you give me that information? I gave you a blowjob and you were all, oh, yeah.
Clap. But now... Soundtrack.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. No. So like, he was like, I don't know. Seriously, I've never really done it before. Like, okay, fine. Let me teach you. Go down there, lick it like you're licking a plate. And, you know, just use your tongue, twist a bit. Like, okay. And then the guy went down there, only for the guy to bite her clit.
Oh no.
Like it was a barrier, a grip or something.
Oh no.
She screamed. Like she said I was in between slapping the dude and crying. she did not understand what was sad. I said lick. When you're licking, do you bite? I'm not understanding. And she said for that really affected the relationship going up. Like she avoided the guy for like 3 months. But the guy was willing to learn. He kept on apologizing and said, just give me another chance. I would. I'm like, okay. And then they did it again and it was all fine.
Thank God he's willing to learn. That's the most important thing.
I'm telling you, because some guys, let's be honest, Nigerian men, you guys are not teachable. You refuse to be teachable sometimes.
It hasn't gotten to that level.
Yes, now.
But it's not only Nigeria. Have you dated Ghanaian guys? Have you dated Tanzanian guys? Kenyan boys? Kenyan boys are the best, so shout out to you guys. But you know, if you've dated all those kind of tribes, you would know.
I want to hear that juice.
They are different. They are different things. They are different kind of guys. But anyway, for me, oral sex basically is another form of getting so emotional with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said off air, that you need to communicate what works for you and what doesn't work for you. So as a female, you need to understand. And because our hormones are everywhere, they're always playing, you need to understand what works for you and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So for some people, licking the vagina can make them come like 100 times.
Yeah.
So you need to understand the level of the oral sex you want.
Mm-hmm.
And oral sex is not only just vagina and mouth and penis to mouth and other places.
Yeah.
What about anus?
Yeah. So people are actually into the whole licking the anus and all.
Have you thought about for us that we are blessed in front, in between?
You know.
The penis in
the
between.
Boob job. And it's clapping like, I mean.
You know? Kind of things, those are things I experiment. But then again, your partner needs to understand why he's doing this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean? And why you are also doing it for him. Because, like you said, your friend will be traumatized. Like, what's going on? What's going on? Because I remember one of my friends who was traumatized. And the first time she ever had sex, I remember how she told me, oh, the guy had to tell her to put the leg this way, this one, that one.
Not out.
Yeah. So, you know, she had to watch and learn, you know, from porn sites. That's what I always advise young girls. Please watch porn sites. And then if you are dating, date older men first so that you can learn things that nobody will teach you. Younger boys will not teach you. Their own is gragga. Everything
is and let's not forget the drugs going around now, the kind of drugs they take, the swinol. As in the way they would
wash and go.
Child.
Wash and go.
Wash and clean.
Oh my God, I'm used to this.
So, you know, you need to understand, like you need to just definitely understand your body, you know. And they are prone to these things. They are, in fact, I feel that every girl should know her vagina taste. I think we said that off air too. Yeah. We need to know your vagina taste so that you don't piss the guy off when he's having sex. And you need to teach him how to do it. It's not your teeth you use.
It's not your shovel teeth.
Not shovel teeth. You have to use your tongue to do the speaking.
Mm.
Even just your tongue touching, just going in circular mode on your clit, it stimulates something different in your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to start explaining. Take on.
Oh, no. Let's
carry on.
Let us teach. Okay, now I'm bringing this question to Tolu. Tolu, do you feel that even we women ourselves are getting it right in doing the blowjob for the men?
Hey. Not every woman, and then it's not their fault. It's not like the that she doesn't know how to give the man the right blowjob. Okay, I tell people that I already knew how to do a blowjob before I even did my first blowjob. Why? Crazy friends. Omoye, child of the world.
Very true.
They taught me everything with a banana.
Wow.
And it's easy, really. I tell people, blowjob is very easy. Just keep your teeth away from the dick. It's simple.
Have you tried deep throat?
Oh my God. And please, when the girl
all is deep throating,
don't try to choke her with it. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Leave the girl. She knows what she's doing. She knows that she is supposed to choke on the dick.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to do the right thing. Do not push her head and then the
thank you.
Child is trying to
thank you. Like, hold her head down.
You had that. You see, you know, pulling your head, like I said earlier on, it depends on communication. For someone like me, I like it soft and aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Some girls like it very, very, very aggressive. You need to choke her before she can come. You need to hold her head so tight. But if you put my natural hair, I'll get Jenny. So, you know, there's certain things. Some people like it aggressive. Some people prefer, hang me on the wall. Do it this year. Let us do it in the bush. Let us do it. You know, some people are sexually adventurous.
Yeah.
So choking, my dear, I'm just supporting what you said. Go on.
That'd be okay. So you need to be very calm. Like you said, you
need to be very comfortable in your body. Mm-hmm. In that sense, it means if you're comfortable, you can always have a conversation during sex. Mm-hmm. People say, I don't talk during sex. Hello, what are you doing?
Wow.
Are you spending 5 minutes? You need to talk it. Mm-hmm. You need to talk the talk. And you need to let him know. As in, you need to put him, like, every step of the sex, as in, you need to keep him up.
Okay.
Like, oh, what, me, when you're licking my cream, I will tell you, oh, God, that's not what I asked you to do. No, because when I'm on that dick, I'm going to do it well.
She's a pro.
So please, do not. And if you know you have open seats.
Oh, no. Don't go there, please. No.
Do not say you want to suck my breast. Oh, and my nipple will now disappear into your... into your space. I don't want my nipples to disappear into your space.
Oh, good. That's if you have a tiny nipple, so...
Mm. Yes. So, you know, oral sex is it's a lot of emotions, again, for me. I feel like for us to get to that point where we are going to be doing oral sex, in fact, sex generally, I feel I must be emotionally, you know, comfortable with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're comfortable with that person, I don't know why you're telling me... I can't do it. I can't do this. When you're with someone and you feel you need to please that person, you know, you would do anything. You would learn. You would be teachable for that person.
Yeah.
Because you don't want people there to teach that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you, if your husband, of course I'm single, or your boyfriend is good at doing it, and then you will not teach them how to do it to you. I mean, they come to someone like me that will talk. But it's below and you have collected that person from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is communication. That person is having, you know, intimacy, communication, emotional stability, and then the oral sex and the sex is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So that has to be very important. And then, ladies, let's not just look at the guys and say it's all their fault. We need to be neat.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know your smell.
Exactly. Very key.
You need to know your body.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would, oral sex makes some people come very fast. Like, sometimes, you know, I can go on oral sex for maybe an hour.
Yeah. Why? I think that stimulates
because I do not like penetration.
Mm.
And that's why you see I'm talking and this topic is sweeting me. It's sweeting me because what I know how to do most.
Yes.
You know? So, you know, oral sex is something that you need to take your time. You want to have sex. In fact, my title of quick, if you want to do quickie, forget it. You can't enjoy oral sex.
No, you can't.
No.
And that's why you need to know how to have sex. I think they should even be like, you know, they should be a part of how to have sex.
That's what I said earlier, but as a young girl, you need to date older guys because those
the
are
the older guys will teach you.
Yes, older guys are very important. And I'll tell you, and don't just date older guys. Date sensible,
experienced,
kind, mature, experienced, understanding older guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that because... I was saying something, you know, when the show hadn't started. I had this experience where I had finished my period and, you know, I was fine. You know, I'm one of those girls who have a regular period, 2 days, and I'm done. And then I went to this guy. He's older. And then we had sex. And I noticed that.
Yeah, extraordinarily weird.
You know, that's because I know my body. I don't know whether you can ride from today to tomorrow. I can't be that wet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm wet. And then I stood up and there was blood.
Oh.
If it was a young guy, I'm telling you, the way he would have treated me that day, I would have felt very embarrassed. I would never want to see that guy eyeball to eyeball. But because he was older, I was like, should I go to the bathroom? I'll come get you this. I'll do that. I'll get you a towel. You know, just relax. You know, after that, just come and sleep.
Wow.
You know, even the way he spoke to me. That's the sweetest kind of people. Young guys, you can be sweet too. Just try to be mature. Like those things, sit at home sometimes. The things your dad does to your mom, you know how sweet they can be with each other.
You know, an African home.
My darling, that's another topic. I don't want to even start. I don't because if I start, we won't finish this podcast.
I was telling AJ something. We imitate a lot of Western things. Mm. But the moment that thing doesn't favor us, we have a problem with it.
Yeah, very true.
You know. So I watch porn, it's a bad thing. But now the porn has taught me how to give you head. It is not a bad thing.
As in, that's valid. So true.
That is so true. Let us learn to, you know, let's not be judgmental
yeah.
about the Western culture.
Mm.
Let's just accept it. Embrace just be, it. Embrace it. Be yourself with it. Mm-hmm. If you want to give it and you know how to do it and do it well, anything worth doing at all is worth doing it. Is that how they say
it? Girl. Anything worth doing is worth doing
so
well.
True.
So that's it.
Okay, so now let's come to the cons of oral sex. And this is the health-wise issues.
Oh, God, please.
You know, a lot of people would say, I don't want to do oral sex because it's not hygienic. How do I know if she's clean down there? How do I know if he is clean down there? Does he take care of himself? How am I so sure he doesn't have STIs? So let's talk about the health issues now. Like, there's a very popular celebrity abroad. He has a throat cancer, and the doctor told him that the reason why he had that throat cancer is because of the HPV infection he got. And immediately the doctor told him, he knew that, I already know what I used to do.
Are you sure it's not Usher that had that HPV?
Already knew because he's a lover of giving head to women. That for him, he has to give her a head, then she comes, and then we do the penetration. Yeah. You know,
see, for Usher, I think it comes with the fact that it's music entirely. Yeah. It's a sexual. It's just like Joe. Someone like R. Kelly. Mm. So when R. Kelly, even when people came up and say he molested me, in my mind I said, molest you.
Have you all a lover?
I think you are the one molesting yourself. Because I think it comes with the music. So even I've had sex while listening to Usher's music. So I understand that level of how it is. Like, so if it is Usher, yes, it's understandable, boo. Sorry, eh? Sorry, boo.
But so back to the health issue, you know.
Yes.
He contacted the HPV by giving women, or a particular woman. Oh, he doesn't know which one of them.
Yes, and that's the annoying part, true.
Giving head, and then he got the HPV, which gave him the throat cancer. So let's talk about the health issues now.
Okay.
Do you think it's better to know your partner's health history before you know start going down there and you know giving head and all than a total stranger that you meet at the club and then you meet him in the bathroom and then you just start giving head?
It boils down to, I feel personally, just like she had said earlier on, that a woman has to be very hygienic. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you a story of one of my friends who actually enjoys having sex when she's infected.
Wow.
Yes. In fact, she didn't know that penetration was this good, but she never knew that she had STI.
Wow.
Yeah, I shared the story earlier on. So, because there are certain people that don't know their bodies, they don't know that they even have an infection before even getting to that level. It was even her boyfriend. Thank God for her boyfriend that took her.
Nice. I'm very sure mature, older.
It's actually a young boy.
Wow. Yeah.
And I keep saying, like, I have a younger brother, 10 years old, Tolu, I love you. But the truth is, once it clocks 12, the first time my younger brother had wet dreams, I don't know how to explain such things. Sorry. I don't know how to explain such things. Mm-hmm. But I had to explain to him and say, this is what happens to a guy and this is what happens to a woman. Mm-hmm. And just because I am exposed.
Yeah.
So once my brother clocks 12, I'll take him to older guys that I know that can share the feelings, that can train him to become a proper man. Mm. Because I can't do that as a female. If it's a girl to a girl, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
But as a guy, he needs another guy that he can shoulder on. But anyway, that's another story for entirely. So, you know, so the guy had to take her to the hospital because he went down there.
And it was fishy.
It was very fishy. He was smelling fish. She was like, what's going on here? You know? And in saying what's going on here, she didn't understand because she enjoyed having sex
with the itch and all.
Because when you're itching, you know when you have that itching feeling, when you have an infection, it is so sweet that you'll be like, oh my God, this is so nice. Mm-hmm. But you forget that, oh, this is actually an infection. So she doesn't even know the level. It was when she got to know the level that she got cured and then she now understood. She had never, prior before that time, she never knew what a smell was, a vagina smell was.
Wow.
Yes, she didn't know.
If she had known, she would have quickly guessed.
Mm-hmm. She would know that this is what it is. This is funny.
That's not usual.
You can't blame guys.
Those are things
you need to be very hygienic. Mm-hmm. If there's a change in your smell, check it immediately. Mm-hmm. Check it immediately.
Yes.
There's another fetish I want to mention. So guys that prefer your area down there.
Oh,
yes.
The forest.
Mostly older guys.
Tolani, I love you. But I got to share your story, girl. So my friend that lives in Akure, she dates this particular older guy who loves to see her bushy.
Wow.
Like the hair has to be as long as
the finger.
Yes. And it will even buy her like oils, like different scented oils to rub there, massage that place, you know, even lick it.
Wow. Yes.
So for some people, it turns them on. Mm-hmm. But me, I cannot. I can't deal.
I can't deal either.
Sometimes, I'm so sorry. I have to mention all these things.
Yes, mention it.
I can enter into your pad. Yeah. Some infections can go, some deaths can go there. I don't want it. Imagine it gives the headache. Yeah. So, you know, those little fetishes, fetish behavior, is like, to me, it's basically like, this is what I like.
Yeah.
This is what I want to be like.
Yes.
This is how I want to feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in having all these sexual activities, you need to consider your health.
Yes.
You can't be a girl and be smelling.
No.
You can't be a guy and be smelling.
It's wrong.
You know, wash your boxers for 10 days.
Oh, very wrong.
Boys.
You're not shaving your under ear. What's that? It's okay for you not to shave your armpits, but down there, what's that?
What's that?
The hair will be as long to
preaches.
The hair will be so long to do DD. Why? What's that? What's that? You know, all these little things, they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? I know it's quite difficult as a girl that is airy or a guy that is airy, but, you know, these are the things that stimulates some sort of friction between the vagina and the penis. When they're having their, you know, they are talk to talk, organ talk to talk. They understand each other.
Yes.
That's the truth.
I agree. Another thing is that we women too should know our ovulation period. Even it just boils down to what you say, that if you know the smell of your vagina, you would know, okay, this is the period of my ovulation because it has a different smell. Oh, my menses is about to come because I have a friend.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness.
While he was busy licking the plates with his auntie. Okay, sorry. This time we don't give the wrong information. While he was busy licking the plate with his girlfriend, the lights were off. He noticed that she was just getting wetter and wet, and he felt, oh, he's doing a great job, and he kept doing the tongue action, and the girls were like, oh yes, not realizing that he was licking blood.
Oh no.
That is disgusting.
Oh no.
My sisters, my friend is still traumatized. For him, he will never,
oh my
he
God.
Will never and ever, never ever do a orally speaking examination again.
It's so similar to the story that I have. Like my friend, when she never really had oral sex before, but immediately she bent down and the guy just, you know, she was about to do what, the guy just poured on her face.
Oh.
All the sperm he had in his entire penis poured on her face. Since then, she never tried it again.
Oh.
So you can imagine the trauma she had actually gone through.
Mm.
It takes a while to deal with people like that.
It takes a while.
It takes a long time.
So like you said, it deals with communication.
Communication is
very key. When you communicate with your partners, you would learn these things, you would discuss it, and then you realize that, okay, no, I'm not into it. Don't be offended if they're not into it. And if you feel that they are teachable, teach them.
There are some that are not teachable. No offense to you guys, but there are some that are not teachable. We mentioned it earlier. She mentioned it earlier. There are some that are not teachable.
Oh.
And guess what? Men like when women are adventurous.
Funny thing.
Yes, it's so funny. Yeah. They like when women are adventurous. They want to explore different things because they know that they can manipulate them to do different things that they sexually
like.
Desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? But even you as a man that likes things like that, why are you not willing to take? Because you see, I mean, why are you not willing to receive and give? Because oral sex, you have to receive. Sorry. You have to receive and give.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're receiving, you should be ready to give.
Yes.
Definitely. So why is it difficult for you not to
give? So, Talani, let's just tell us your experience of a giver that did not give well.
I tell people, I will talk. So if you're not doing well, I will talk. I won't even let you finish. I'm one of those girls who you could be even in penetration, you could be doing it the wrong way. And if I tell you once and then the second, I will get up and go take a shower and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's my body. Women have to, this is what a guy would do to a girl. A guy would,
yes,
he would be having so sex with you and so he could true. Actually just walk out on you.
So true. So I feel so true.
We should have that equal right also. If you're not doing what I want, it is my body. I'm even giving you more advantage because I don't know where are you going to put the rod if there is no O.
Exactly. True.
I don't get it. I'm a girl. I can get a dildo and just.
Oh, shit.
Speaking about dildo, part of the things in discovering your sexual needs is having sex toys. Yeah. I wanted to say, sex toys, basically.
And lubricants.
Because there was one time I watched the vlog with Toke, and Toke was saying, that every woman needs to know how to feel down there using a sex toy. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the pencil on, the dildo, the vibrator, I feel like every woman needs to own one.
Okay.
Because if you're able to please yourself by yourself on mm-hmm. your own,
then you know what is missing.
You will know what is missing. Yeah.
And you even know the right places yourself, you want to be touched.
Exactly. And yes. It doesn't come with age, yo. It has nothing to do with age, people. You can be 21 and still not enjoy sex.
Yeah. True.
You can be 40 and still be like stuck home.
Miserable. Yeah. And when you don't have sex, when you're not getting that sex, you know, your desires are changing and they're increasing.
Hormones are changing and your desires,
you
know, darling.
And then when you're not having mm-hmm. that sex you need, you become a sadist.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I don't agree.
I am saying it and it's no. like that. I'll tell you. Okay. I have this auntie. She's not like related to me in any way. And then every small thing, like this auntie will just, you know,
snap.
And then one day, she didn't know I was coming. She was talking to my mom. If you can't believe it, I've not been having sex. And maybe that's why I've even been, you know, not for everybody. Maybe I should not generalize it.
Yeah.
Okay. But yes, when as a woman, when you are supposed to have sex and you're not having sex, you are just doing yourself more harm than good.
I think the term basically is when you're not being loved by the opposite sex, you're not feeling that hug, that body that, chemistry, you're not feeling attractive. You see,
You're not getting attention.
Let's come back to the
oil sex.
Your bad experience.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Tell us.
There's been a lot of experience. Let me tell you guys this one. Okay, so there was this day I went to my friend's house, a guy. I made food, you know, noodles with a lot of pepper. You know, when you're people that
yeah.
you
should,
like, if you drink a lot, you know that after drinking, it's pepper you need.
Mm-hmm.
And I made this noodle with, you know, sausage, everything was just looking nice. It was palash. And then I dished it though. I gave everybody their food. Everybody went to sleep. It was time for me on my own now to go and, you know, to go and lock it up. We entered the room. Kissing started. I'm even giving you guys all the details. Down to the oral sex. He gave me head. I know the thing about Pepe and oral sex. You don't feel it. You don't feel it when his mouth is still there.
Lord,
but the moment he takes his lips off your clit or your vagina, my God, it will look as if he came raining down on you like the Holy Ghost. Listen, I'm telling you, one leg was in Sokoto, the other was in Kafansha. Because I needed the fresh air, I was so uncomfortable. And it's annoying to know that after so much pleasure, after so much, different soundtrack.
And
you're going through so much pain.
No.
It's frustrating.
I've experienced something like that before.
We need to be careful. We said something, you know, before. We said something about, we're talking about hygiene now. So let's not divert too much. Hygiene, ladies, please, your Karashika nails won't help. We need to be sincere with ourselves. Medium short nails, fine. And you even have to keep it very...
Guys, their nails are horrible.
They're
the ones touching things. Mechanic, your girl will not let me date a mechanic in my entire life. All those dirty things you're putting in your
hands. Why do you wash his hands? Just tell us to wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Like, do pedicure and manicure. Just let me do. Tori has no...
But do you know that when I was young, I heard a gist that guys would keep this the last fingered.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you notice, there are some guys that is always long.
Long, yeah, yes.
That would, those are the ones that really do the fingering, and that's what is sweet for girls.
No wonder we're having lots of infection issues. No. Please, your nails, talking about hygiene, as much as the girls' panties and underneath there has to be neat, your nails have to be very neat. There's a reason why when we're younger in school, they always tell us to, you know, every time they do, what's it called?
Cut your nails.
You know, stuff hygiene and all that. They always tell you, let's see your nails, let's see your hair. Those things are important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that your hair lies and all that. Things can hide in there and then you won't see, you won't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your nails, please keep it short.
Yeah.
Then guys, I know, you know, we make this issue look as if the girls are on the receiving side and then, you know, but yeah, guys, just to help you, don't say, you know, we didn't help you guys. I mean, guys, there are ways to know if a girl is clean down there. Style new. You know, like you just go and do it straight through and she'll see you. Do it small, small. When you're like getting in the mood and you're kissing the girl and you guys are, you know, fondling and, you know, you're doing whatever it is you're doing, you take a finger, mm-hmm. a clean one, a clean finger, and then you put it down into her vagina. Most girls don't like fingering, so you have to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
I've met girls who would flip. So you have to be very careful. You take your hand down there and you smell. And then when you smell, and it is not
palatable,
it is not what we are talking about. Anyway, you know, you have to be calm about it.
Yeah.
Not that you start saying, hey, what's this? Can you go? No, you have to be very calm. Yeah. Ah, babe, what's going on? You know, learn to be emotional with that person. Learn to talk to someone, and then the person will be. You know, I feel most guys, when they you know, perceive any foul smell from a woman, they feel like a woman should be neat. Newsflash, some women are not neat.
Very true.
And if you like someone, I believe if you like someone, you have the right to tell the person in a very nice way.
It goes back to that change. Emotionally comfortable,
you know,
with
emotionally
someone.
Comfortable. And then, ladies, too, you go and meet guys that... almost...
She's
only Yoruba. It's only Yoruba that can describe their... You set. You fine.
But down
you spend
there.
Money oh everywhere on your body. You now went to meet someone that...
And they don't know, and they don't tell the guys.
It's a disaster.
Come off it, girls. Come off it, boys. Don't do it.
Mm,
you know,
okay.
Your hygiene, your, as much as you, it's pleasurable and all, you need to be healthy doing it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I guess we've given enough of dishing and taking homes. And I know somebody's going to be liberated orally speaking.
Oh. Oral sex is lovely if you're enjoying it. If you meet the right person who's going to do it well, please don't be so scared to watch porn. I watch porn as much as I can. You know, you have to be adventurous in everything that you do, even in your workplace, even in anything you do. Just be open to learning new things, new skills. What's there?
Thank you so much, girls, for coming in.
Thank you so
Telly.
Much.
Thank you
for having us.
I'm sure we enjoyed ourselves, did we?
I did, actually.
Definitely. Orally speaking. Literally. Okay, your voice, Daddy. Thank you so much for listening in. Remember, you can subscribe to the DSL podcast right here on jammit.fm. You can also download the app, jammit.fm. And also listen to us via iTunes or Google Play. Oh, Google Podcast, sorry. Google Podcast. Till I come your way again, I remain your host, AJ. And remember, all is fair in this game called love. Bye, ya. Thank you for joining in the conversation today. Don't forget to download and share with friends. Plus, get notified when the next episode is out by subscribing on the Jammit FM app or jammitfm.com. You can also leave your comments using the hashtag DSL on any of our social media platforms at Jammit FM. Also leave a review on iTunes. Remember, all is fair in this game called love.